Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 872 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today coming from Tahir. But before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, one of my favorite companies because they help me and serve millions of other small businesses with helping us manage our business finances, from keeping track of our income to our expenses, but also invoicing. So if you do any billing of any kind to students or businesses or whatever, you can create an amazing looking professional invoice in less than 30 seconds with FreshBooks, and then even keep track of your payments, but also who has yet to even open those invoices, which makes it really easy to follow up with people. So you can check out FreshBooks for free for 30 days to help you manage your business finances by going to freshbooks.com/askpat, and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. So again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. All right, now here's today's question from Tahir.
Hi, Pat. I'm Tahir from Bangladesh, and I admired you for past 6 years. My country almost doesn't have any kind of automated chatbots, podcast, on-demand printing services, and many other things that other developed countries have. There is a great possibility that I can pull off something big if I start right now. I did my researches, went to many experts and good people. Now, I want to know, what do you think about it? My question is, do you think it's a good idea to start business if there is almost no competition at all? What about when people are not familiar with the technology you are trying to show them? Never mind the background noises and my poor English, please. Love you. Have a nice day.
Hey, thanks, Tahir. I appreciate the question. No worries about the English. I think it was fine. And I think we all got the gist of what's going on. So, hey, is it a good idea to start a business if there's no competition at all? Well, first of all, it depends. There's a lot of things that can work out really well, but there's also a lot of things that you're going to have to work hard just to make sure first, because you have to be a little bit worried when there's no competition. You have to also almost kind of ask yourself, I wonder why there's no competition, right? And so if you could dive into that a little bit, it might help you understand what you should or shouldn't do. Now, the benefit is obviously that if you do something and there isn't any competition, well, you're going to be first to market. And if you're first to market, you're always going to do much better, at least at first. But then, you know, you also have to realize that first to market is not always best to market, right? So keeping on track of, you know, what's happening after you come out, and competitors who will come out of nowhere, they will oftentimes come out with better stuff. So you have to make sure that you go out there and you are keeping track of who else is coming and entering in that space, so you can sort of be ahead of everybody else. I mean, that's the benefit of actually going into a space where there is already competition, right? You can do market research on what is actually happening already in that space and what's missing, and you can position yourself. It's very hard to position yourself in a space where there are no positions to begin with, right? So the standing out of the crowd aspect becomes very difficult when there is no crowd there. And so you're going to have to make almost that market happen. And so get involved with beta testing and validating first. you know, this is where my new course, Smart from Scratch, comes into play. Going out there and having conversations with people first to make sure that this is something that people want. Yes, you wouldn't be able to do the part related to, okay, finding your competitors and researching their products and understanding price points, which is another benefit of going in where there is already competition. You'd be able to understand what the price points are and where you can come in and what value you have to add versus others. But having conversations with people and testing and actually having beta users first or a founding group of students first, if it's a course, or software testers first is great. Because first of all, if you can't get anybody to test your thing, well, then that tells you something. Even before building it, you want to make sure that people know what it is that you're doing. I would create wireframes for it or some sort of prototype and then understand how people think about that. And that information is going to be your first set of information for you to help you move forward as you build this thing out potentially. Or it could give you very quick validation in terms of, oh, well, that's why nobody did it, because it's because nobody wants this, or people have a hard time understanding it. So then you can, as you begin to have conversations and test, that's going to give you answers for what you can do to keep moving forward. And it's going to, you're going to be met with roadblocks to hear. I mean, you will. But at each of those roadblocks, I would try to understand why that roadblock exists so that you can go back and make conscious decisions in terms of, okay, well, that shouldn't be done this way. Let's do it this way instead. Or, wow, it's very obvious people don't understand this. Let's first educate them on this and see if it's something they want to be educated in. So you can see how by taking this in a very iterative process, step by step, first by validating the idea with others and then getting a test group in there and then building out the product and going from there. So that's how I would go about it. You know, the story I'm always reminded of is the one of how Segway kind of started, right? Segway is that thing you stand on and it has two wheels and you kind of move forward and backwards and you can spin around. You know, you see them a lot in malls where security guards are using them, or around touristy cities, people are taking Segway tours. Well, the person who invented the Segway, he wanted to revolutionize transportation and just how people got around. And there was no market for anything like that. And although Segway is there still today, and it's probably doing well, it's not in the same market that it initially wanted to be in. But the only way they figured that out was through testing. Now, it didn't satisfy what they thought, you know, this big thing that they were going to do and satisfy, which is revolutionize how people got around. And it sort of failed in that regard. But they've had to make changes. But it wasn't successful in their first sort of why they wanted to do this. But because they because it's interesting and innovative, I mean, they were able to figure it out. And there's been other things like the Segway that have come out. But, you know, because it was so new and innovative, it just they didn't know how the people would respond until it came out. And so, of course, people saw it. And, you know, some people thought it was cool, but it wasn't anything people would want to just change how they got around, just a normal everyday life. So, Tahir, hopefully that makes sense and gives you some inspiration there. And I would just say keep going and talk to people as much as you can and try to get a set of beta students or a group of people to say yes, they want to try this thing out, and then go and build it. So, yeah, thank you so much. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. You'll hear from my assistant Jessica in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and we'll get that hooked up for you. And yeah, for anybody else out there who has a question, and if you want it potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is get on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And I also want to thank FreshBooks one more time for being awesome and offering everybody here a 30-day free trial. All you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. And then finally, here's a quote to finish off the day by Ruth Gordon. To be somebody, you must last. What? All right, guys, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.